It's Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. We are in Passiontide, but today is also the feast of St. Joseph. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. In our imaginations today, we visit the Roman station, which is Santa Maria in Via Lata. Historically, it had been at a church called San Ciriaco, a church in the baths of Diocletian, which over the centuries crumbled into ruin, and Santa Maria degli Angeli was built over that place. In 1588, Pope Sixtus V moved the Roman station to Santa Maria in Via Lata on the Via del Corso and translated to it the head of St. Ciriacus. St. Ciriacus is counted among the 14 auxiliary saints, the 14 holy helpers. He is invoked against final temptations at the time of death. The origin of Santa Maria in Via Lata date to the 5th century. It was rebuilt many times to take the form that we see now. According to strong tradition, St. Paul may have spent 2 years of his imprisonment here under house arrest. Another tradition claims that Paul was across town at San Paolo alla Regola, just up the street from my adoptive parish, Santissima Trinita. But here you will find an underground oratory with paintings depicting the imprisonment of Paul. Above the altar, designed by Bernini, with the tomb of the 3rd century deacon and martyr Agapitus, is a 13th century miraculous image of the Vergine Avvocata, Mary our Advocate. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troedek. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Do not be afraid, Joseph, son of David, to take to thee Mary thy wife, for that which is begotten in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." How are we to understand these few words of the Gospel today? Saint Joseph is the virginal spouse of Mary, who is the holiest of women, the perfect model of all virtues. A just man and of the royal race, Saint Joseph well knew the Scriptures. He could not be unaware of this prophecy of Isaiah, "The virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son." When he sees Mary expecting a child, Saint Joseph understands that she is this virgin who has been foretold. Very humble, he finds himself unworthy of remaining with her whom God has chosen to be the mother of his son. Therefore, he decides to go away from her discreetly. It is then that the Lord communicates to him in a dream a knowledge of the great mystery of the Incarnation in view of the redemption. Since his son needs an adoptive father here below, and since the Mother of God needs a protector, it is to him that Providence confides these two missions. Saint Joseph receives them with admirable faith, and he acquits himself of his charge with courageous obedience. All his life is summarized in a perfect submission to the divine plan, even when it includes situations that are very mysterious and obscure. In our life also there is always something of mystery. Indeed, as God has repeated time and again in the Holy Scriptures, his ways are not our ways, his designs are not our designs. Kind Saint Joseph, intercede for me. Help me always to say yes to God, and not to be troubled when, in my life, I find myself faced with obscurities, with difficulties, or with mystery. I wish also, on your feast day, to ask you to watch over all the families of the earth, and especially over my own. May you uphold all the fathers of the world and their role as spouse, as head of the family, and as educator. From the Vetus Ordo, here is the collect for the commemoration of Tuesday in Passion Week. Let us pray. May our fasting be acceptable to you, we beseech you, O Lord. May it be atonement for our sins. Make us worthy of your grace, and lead us to the everlasting remedy of the life to come. Oremus. Nostra tibi Domine quaesimus, sint accepta iunia, quae nos et expiando gratia tua dignos efficiant, et ad remedia perducant eterna. Per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.